First vision of Para, Rabbi Leza Oima, Egla Bashnosa, Egla for Egla Rufa. Somebody was found dead and they make this Egla Rufa in the first year of its life. Para Bashnashtayim, a Paraduma is in the second year of its life. Chom Maimrim Egla Bashtayim, Egla Rufa is in the second year of its life. Para Bashalosh is in the third year of its life. O Bas Arba in the fourth year of its life. And Meyayimir Apas Chomish, even the fifth year of its life, is Ksheira. Askeina, that even if it's older, it's kosher. Elishen Mavdinin Lo Shema Tachshir. We're concerned as time goes on, it may get some black hairs. And Shaloti Posel, they didn't want to get posel. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Lo Shemati Elo Shloshes. I heard that it should be a Shloshes. The idea of this Rabbi Yeshua, they say, is Rabbi Shimon Hananya. His mother used to bring him to the Beis Medrash when he was a baby. So he heard a lot of things, but she didn't understand them. So he said, the term meant shloshes. He didn't know what the term meant. Amulah malash and shloshes. What is this term, shloshes? Amulah, kach shemat is dam. I heard this, but I didn't hear an explanation. But now I need a version to explain it. If he says, you are the third, then the other ones are included. It means that it's already 3 years old. They also said Kerem Vai. What's this Lashon Vai? I heard such a term, I don't know what it means. Can I explain? If he says that you're the fourth one, then the other ones are included. That you have to have four. Four vineyards, four vines in order to have Kerem Vai. It means the fourth year. In other words, it could mean you have to have a few of them, or it could mean there's something about this that is the fourth year. A similar thing that happened with Rabbi Shuv and Hananya. They said, a person eats a pras, half a loaf, and Mishol Shlukav. When the three kikoros lekav, at this point of time, they understood that what we're talking about is a third of a kav. And therefore, they told him, I guess they understood that this pras is one of these breads. So you should say 1/18 of a sah, because a kav, the six kavim in a sah, so. Third of a calf is 1/18 of a sah. Amalem kaf shematistan. That's what I heard. Am benaz any afash. I can explain. My math has mishosh lekav ein boichalo. If you say mishosh lekav ein boichalo, it's less than a shear of chalo. So you have the full amount, and you do a third of that. For ta'omer shmanes lesah miatosu chaloso. And the amount comes a bit less because you really have to. So it's chay b'chalo. So you're gonna have to take out the chalo, and the remaining amount of the bread that you will make will be slightly smaller.